This whole area is slated for development, for condominiums, for live-work, for lofts. It's going to be a very nice development. The developers wanted this trail that I'm walking on, a pedestrian trail, a recreational trail here first, because this trail, which the whole city is paid for, is going to raise the land values in this area. However, it was the people all across the city that paid for this trail. So the land value should be captured by the city to build the trail in the first place and not tax the citizens of Toronto.
When a community needs a new school or hospital, the government taxes businesses, income, and sales to pay for it. Then, when the new infrastructure is built, the community becomes more desirable. More people want to move there. The rise in land value only benefits the people who own land close to the new infrastructure.
The new school behind me is going to raise land values in this whole area. This school is undergoing a multi-million dollar renovation. Trouble is, the land values that it will generate will disappear into the pockets of all the local landowners. It makes this area so much more desirable to live in. So the land values in this area will go up, but the benefit will all accrue just to the people who live here who own land.
LVT is the painless way to go. It captures the unearned rise in land value, wealth that economists call economic rent, making new facilities and parks self-financing. Everyone wants better public transit and would love a new neighborhood park, but no one wants to pay for it. Fair enough, I don't either. But as with new schools and hospitals, new transit or new parks can and should pay for themselves. When government builds new transit or a park, the quality of life improves and new people compete for the privilege of living in that community. But when land values rise because of a government project, everyone should share the economic benefits, not just the local landowners.
Everyone wants to live close to a park, but parks cost a lot of money to build. But once the municipality buys the land, sets up the infrastructure, the land value in the area and goes a lot higher than it was before. So instead of the city taxing everyone across the whole region to buy a park in one neighborhood, they should instead use land value taxation to capture the rise in land value to pay for the park.
The community healthcare center behind me raises the quality of life in this area. And along with the rise in quality of life, up go the land values. Government should collect the rise in land values, the economic rent, and use that wealth to pay for the center. This way, everybody wins.
We're standing here in front of the GO Transit, which is commuter rail. There's a big expansion of commuter rail happening in Ontario now, and this rail here will go out to one of the suburban communities. And as soon as the GO train goes to a community, the land values in that community rise. That land value should be captured by the government to pay for the transit, instead of people all over the province who are going to be taxed to benefit the people who own land in one particular community.
New infrastructure always generates more wealth than the cost of construction. The problem is that this new wealth disappears into the pockets of local landowners, leaving other taxpayers to grudgingly foot the bill. Under LVT, governments would collect the rise in land value that new infrastructure generates to finance the project. No need to raise taxes.